All right, so let's get started. So we left off yesterday, paragraph Gimel, page Lamed Dalet, paragraph Gimel. So writes the Mesias Yesharim, Chal Hadavar. The general, yeah, you're good. You're on the first page of it. Yeah, first page on your packet, the one that says Lamed Vav, page Lamed Vav, with the Umbia. Paragraph Gimel, page Lamed Vav. Klal Hadavar. The general principle of the matter is Yihyeh Ha'adam Me'ayin Ama'asov Kulam. A person should literally examine all of his acts. Shelo Lahaniach La'atzmo Hergel Ra Umido Ra. In order not to go ahead and allow himself to fall into some type of bad attributes, that's Mido Ra. Hergel Ra is very interesting. Hergel Ra would be bad habits, right? Yeah. Into a bad rhythm. Kol Shekin Avera Upesha. All the more so sin itself. Now remember, what the Mesias Yesharim is pointing out over here is a very important and nuanced point, which is that there are two parts to all of this. There is this idea that a person could literally be committing an Avera, but remember, according to the Mesias Yesharim, there's another piece in this, which is that even if a person is not actively committing an Avera, there could be a situation where a person is just not on the right path, not on the right trajectory. So he goes on, V'hinini roe tzorech la'adam, she'yihyeh medaktek v'shokel drachov dvar yom biyomo. So says Mesias Yesharim, I think that a person needs to evaluate and needs to weigh the direction of his life each and every day. And look at the mashal he gives. So there should be good. He says, kisocharim hagdolim. He says, like businessmen, literally means merchants, like merchants, asher yifalsu tamid kol iskehem leman lo yiskalkalu. So this is such an interesting mashal. He says, just like great merchants who constantly weigh and evaluate their wares, in order that they not get messed up, in order that they not fall into some state of ruin. So he gives a fascinating business muscle. He says the same way that if a person is running a business, so it's not the pshat that they check the books, I don't know, maybe it's not a good muscle, but it sounds like a good muscle. You know, when a person is running a business, they're medaktik on the details each and every day. It's not the pshat that they say, all right, we'll check up on the business once a year. A person checks up each and every day. So it says Mesias Yesharim, the same way that a person is careful, that their business is always following the plan, that the business is always going according to, is always measuring up to the particular metrics, they make sure that the profits are coming in. Same way that a person pays attention to their business daily, a person has to pay attention to the business of life as well. He says, V'yikba itim v'sha'os l'seh. A person should set aside actual time for what the other Sifrei Musar call cheshbon nefesh, just to figure out where am I going, where is life heading. Shelo yiyem mishkalo aray. So it shouldn't be that life evaluation is something we engage in when it happens to be we have downtime, because generally most of us don't have all that much downtime. He says, Ela bikvius gadol, rather it should be an established part of one's schedule, kirav hatolada hu, because the benefit of evaluating the nature and trajectory of one's existence is of incredible benefit. Paragraph A. Vechachamim zichronim livracha, Horunu beferush tzorech hacheshbon zeh. So the rabbis have explicitly told us the value of this type of introspection. V'masha onru zichronim livracha, alkin yomru hamoshlim bo'u cheshbon. So this actually is a beautiful drasha. The pasuk itself, we know, is referring to Klal Yisrael's conquering of Sichon and Og. Right? Cheshbon was a city. Good morning, on the outskirts of Canaan. So this is actually, so the part of the Shira is that Al-Kiyomra HaMoshlim, the rulers will say, Ba'u Cheshbon, the Jews have come to the city of Cheshbon. But the Gemara dashes it in such a beautiful way, Al-Kin Yomru HaMoshlim B'Yitzra. Therefore, those who rule their inclinations will say, Ba'u Nechashet Cheshbono Shel Olam. Let us go ahead and calculate the measures of the world. What does that mean? Hefsed mitzvah kineged schara, uschar aveira kineged hefseda. Let's measure the reward of the mitzvah. Excuse me. Let's measure a loss from a mitzvah corresponding to its relative reward, and let's measure the reward of an aveira relative to its loss. Meaning, in other words, what we'll call it is a spiritual cost-benefit analysis. That everything in life has a cost, right? So when you do a mitzvah, there's a cost associated with that as well, right? Doing a mitzvah takes away time from other things. Doing a mitzvah takes away resources from other things. So there's no question, we're not going to fool ourselves to say that mitzvahs don't come with a price tag, and sometimes a very significant price tag. That's true. But a person has to measure the cost of the mitzvah relative to the benefit. So too, an aveira comes with incredible benefit as well, very often. But a person has to measure the benefit of the aveira, corresponding to the cost. He goes on, v'zeh ki ha'itza ha'amitis hazos. This good piece of advice, lo yucha lo yuchlu lases, next page, lo yuchlu lases osa, v'lo liros amita, ela osam shekvar yotzu mitachas yad yitzram, u'mashlu vo. So, this is such a profound statement. He says that this is one of those things in life where only those who have been able to go ahead and conquer their yetzer to a certain degree are able to appreciate this. Ki mishu hu adayin chavush b'ma'asar yitzro, ein einov ro'os ha'emes hazos, ve'ein lo yochol lahakiro. Because literally someone who is being held captive by their yetzer, by their negative pushes and pulls, will never see this yetzer. Because we'll say, we're not talking about, you know, when we think about yetzer hara, we think about this incredible enticement to sin. But lav dafka, that's what yetzer hara, that might be yetzer hara also. But in the Sialas Yisharim's model, you know what the greatest tool of the yetzer hara is? The yetzer hara is the force within that pushes us not to think. That pushes us not to think. Just don't think about your life. Just, you know, you're busy. You got to get to work. You got to get home. You got to do this. You got to do that. So the Yitzhara often just push. And again, we should also have to outgrow our childish conceptions of the Yitzhara with the little guy. He's not the little guy standing on my shoulder as he spoke about last week. The Yitzhara is a complex. Yitzhara is us. It's one of the dimensions of us. So his whole point is that someone, in order to appreciate these lessons, a person has to have had freed themselves at least a little bit from the clutches of the Yitzhara, so that a person at least appreciates the notion of contemplation. He goes on, ki ha-yetzer mesame es'en of mamish, because the Yitzhara literally blinds the eyes of a person. Vehine hu keholich b'choshech. And it's like a person is wandering in darkness. Sheyesh lefanav michsholos, because when a person walks in darkness, there could be stumbling blocks in front of him. Ve'ein einav roos osam. But yet, he will never see those stumbling blocks. Paragraph of. Vehuma sha'amru zichronim livracha. So I'll say, so again, so just so we appreciate what the, let's go over the construct until now. So remember, starting from Paragimel, which is the zichirus. So the Mises Shem says there are a number of parts to it. Number one, a person has to contemplate in a global fashion, tov ha'amiti. What is the ultimate good that I'm working towards? That's step one. Step two, I then have to examine my actions. What are the things that I'm doing in life that are going to take me towards that tov ha'amiti? And therefore, those actions by definition become tov as well. Versus what are the things that are going to derail my journey towards the ultimate good? Those are the things I have to avoid. But then even within actions, remember he quoted the Gemara yesterday from Maseches Brachos, there's pishpush and mishmush. So pishpush again is examination of the things that are wrong, that I should not do. And mishmush is examination of the good. Because even the things that I am doing good, what? I need to do better. How do I do them better? By removing the negative elements that are often present within those very things. So now what he's saying is, but all of this presupposes that a person appreciates the notion of thinking about their life. Because, and I think it's true, you look around the world, most people just live, right? People just, they coast. And I'm talking about, not bad people, good people. Just, we gotta, you know, they have responsibilities, got to get the job done, wake up when they're 50, 60, 70, 80, and then realize is that perhaps they didn't work towards that tova amiti. So he says in order to appreciate this whole lesson, a person presupposes that you appreciate the notion of life contemplation. He goes on. Well, let's do a few more lines. V'huma sha'amru zichronam l'vracha, toshes choshech v'hi layla. So he quotes the pasuk here from Tehillim that says, toshes choshech, literally you'll be covered in darkness, v'hi layla, and it will be light. Zeh ha'olam hazeh, shedome l'layla. So he quotes the Gemara Bava Metzia that says, that what's the darkness that David HaMelech is referring to? It refers to this world, which is like the night. Okay. Vahavein kama nifla ha-ma'amar ha-amiti hazeh l'mi shema'amik lahavin bo. See how profound this statement is for those who choose to delve into it. Kihini choshech ha-layla. Listen to how profound this is. Because when it comes to darkness at night, shnei minei ta'uyos ef shalo shiyigrom le'ina adam. When a person is walking in darkness, there are two possible mistakes that a person can make. Either, number one, So mistake number one is that a person literally doesn't see that the darkness is enveloping me to the point that I literally can't see what's in front of me. Or a second possibility is what? You see something, but you're mistaken about what you see. So you see a person and you think it's a pillar, or you see a pillar and you think it's a person. So it's like, and this is again, the beauty of Mr. Shram is he draws just on simple life experiences. So watch this. Kein chomrios v'gashmios ha'olam. So too is the experience of the physical world. Hinehu choshech laila li'ein ha'seichel. Often it could be darkness for the eye of the intellect. V'gorim lo shtei ta'uyos. And it could cause man to make two mistakes. Number one, eino maniach lo shiira hamichshavo shebdarchei ha'olam. Sometimes a person gets so caught up in the world and so caught up in life that a person doesn't see the pitfalls that are right in front of him. The person doesn't see the obstacles. V'nimtsoim hapisoim holchim levedach v'noflim va'ovdim mebli shegiim pachatchila. And what happens? The fool ultimately keeps walking, thinking that the ground is totally solid in front of them, and falls without even ever seeing the obstacles right in front. V'hinei mashamar akasuv derech rishoim ka'afela lo yodu b'mayi kashelu. And that's as Shlomo HaMelech writes, the ways of the wicked are like darkness. They don't even know what they are stumbling over. V'amar, it goes to pasuk in Mishlei again, arum ra'a, v'nistar upisoim avru v'ne'enoshu. The arum, which represents again the smart individual, ultimately sees the bad that is hidden, but the simple one passes by and is punished, which ultimately again is a reference to this same idea. Omer quotes again from Mishlei, uksil misaber uboteach. The ksil, interesting, misaber literally means continues. The ksil, the fool, just continues on his way and puts his trust. Kilibam bari lahem keulam. Turn the page. V'noflim terem yedu mahamichshol klal. Because says the Mesilas Yesharim, ultimately what this highlights is what? That people just continue on their particular path without realizing that there are obstacles in front, and the only time they realize the obstacles is when ultimately it's too late and they've already fallen. Alright, the boss, I will stop over here. We'll continue tomorrow, Emir Tashem, with the second mistake that ends up happening. So again, the first mistake is within darkness. The person doesn't contemplate, they don't even realize the pitfalls are in front of them until ultimately they fall down. Alright.